And those posts, you know, 10-yard passes, 15-yard passes, they did try to get after a couple of turnovers. You know, they ran, and then they would go with a big 30-yard pass. And you've got a receiver out there. You know, Joe Alliss is, you know, not exactly a tall receiver back there with this big Owen Gage backs.
Well, you know, and he's double coverage.
Yeah.
They're going to have to use that slot receiver, attack those seams. Every throw is not going to have to be a home run, but if you can pick up 8 or 10 yards, which they were effectively when they were passing the ball in the first quarter, they were picking up 8 or 10, 12 every crack, and that's what they're going to have to do, because when you run, and then try and launch one for 30 yards, it's like trying to win a basketball game by living by the three-pointer.
Right.
It just doesn't happen very often.
Right. Well, we're going to see if some of these band members that are also starters on the football team are going to get a little bit of time to spend getting ready for the... Yeah, you got to give these guys, what a bunch of heart. You know, you mentioned before the break, 7 of the band members are also starters on the football team, and they're out here playing right now for you here at the halftime show for Parents' Night.
And I heard Kelly say during the break that she overheard somebody out there coming off and asking to get their hand taped up real quick because they had to go play in the band. So that is definitely dedication. And this is one of the longest halftime shows I've seen. They are not going to have much locker room time. These guys aren't getting off their feet tonight.
No, there's 4 minutes to go. Coach could probably walk out there and talk to them in between songs or in between drum breaks.
I'll tell you though, right now they've got it rolling. I don't think they need a whole lot of talking.
Yeah. So with 3:54 to go here in the half, the score is 34-0. Owen Gage Bulldogs on top of the Caseville Eagles, 34-0. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we should be ready to start our second half of action here at Owen Gage High School. Cruise 102.1 FM Sports, Kurt Damrow along with Chad Knobloch, and we'll see you just in a few.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? It's never too early or too late to start thinking about it. Ask me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Bill Lukowski, about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. You and I can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Get started today. Call me at 810-376-4710. Our office is located at 3473 Main Street in downtown Deckerville.
Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Do you remember last winter and your incredibly costly heating bill? This winter is predicted to be the same or even worse. Hi, this is Matt Reaver. Block your high energy bill and score with a water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your own backyard to save up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Right now, save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. See how much you can save by switching to geothermal. Visit waterfurnace.com/switch to try your free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Whether you're a farmer or an over-the-road truck driver, hook up with Countryside Sales and Service of Sebewing. Founded by truckers for truckers to minimize downtime, Countryside has an in-stock inventory of thousands of new and used parts with emphasis on Kenworth and Caterpillar. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. to 12 noon Saturday. Call or email for parts availability and pricing and get toll-free phone information and email links at countrysidemi.com. Stack's Market in Owendale has 99% of your everyday needs, from the ATM to ice and a full selection of your favorite beverages, fresh deli sandwiches, hot pizza, ice cream, lottery tickets, gas, diesel, and propane fuels, many convenience items, and more. Open at 5:30 a.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. Sunday. Close 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday, and 9 p.m. Sunday. Stack's Market, like a little truck stop, without the showers. Go Bulldogs from Stack's Market on Countryside Sales and Service.
Welcome back to Owen Gage High School and Cruise 102.1 FM Sports Game of the Week. The Owen Gage Bulldogs and the Caseville Eagles, hosted by the Owen Gage Bulldogs here in Owendale. 20 seconds to go here at the halftime, and I was just thinking, Chad, as we were talking at the halftime break, this might be one time where the band could have an effect on the third quarter of the game, because seven of the starters here for Owen Gage, they just got off the field here about 20 seconds ago. They had just enough time to run to the locker room after playing in a halftime show and run back to the field. So there was no break there. The Caseville Eagles, notice they didn't bring their band tonight.
No, it was. That's exactly right. They had about a minute run to the locker room. Some of them stopped off over at the Porta Johns over there, and so I don't know if they even got to the locker room, all of them. But it looks like they're back here, and no worse for wear.
So we're ready to start our second half again. The score 34-0. The Owen Gage Bulldogs on top. And we're looking to see what the Caseville Eagles will come out with here to start the second half. As we talked about it earlier, they had a real good game plan going into the first half. They had some just unfortunate turnovers as Caseville was moving the ball really fast on these Bulldogs. They took over from the kickoff, marched it all the way down the field, intercepted in the end zone. Owen Gage came back, they had a score. Caseville got the ball, and then only had about two plays in before they fumbled the ball. Gagetown took over again, Owen Gage took over again, and had a quick score on that. They've had good field position.
Yeah, and the tough part is Owen Gage would be a team that would be a little bit more built for a comeback like this, having to put a bunch of points on the board. We've shown, number 16 out there, Jake Wright, is showing the arm that he's got. And they've got some receivers that can catch a ball real well. So, Caseville, their bread and butter is getting Cole Simmons going on the ground. He's a load to bring down, and we mentioned earlier that he's good for 5 and 6 yards a carry and a nice chunk of yards, but that's not going to do the job in the second half down 34. They're going to have to do something a little bit more daring.
Well, I've seen the Caseville Eagles, they've only been running that one deep receiver so far, that at least I've seen, 28, and that's Joe Alice, who's a freshman.
Yeah.
You know, about a 5'6 freshman running down the field, if 5'6. But you've got good speed, but he's the only guy you've got on the deep threat, and then you've got some pretty big defensive backs also for Owen Gage. So when you're only running one deep threat, you might as well just stay anything within 10 yards. I wouldn't go beyond a 10-yard pass for Caseville and just start chipping away at it.
Absolutely.
You know, if they break it for a run, fantastic, but don't try to get it in the air.
No, absolutely. Like I said, get 10, 11 yards a pop. Let that clock stop so they move the chains and then keep it going.
We'll give you again our updates. This is the last scores we have that came in. Millington and Birch Run, it was 14-14. Vassar was on top of Bad Axe. There might still be 28-6. Lakers 14, Reese 0. Peck and Deckerville was at 14-14. So if we have any updates on any of those scores, please call them into the station and we'll get them announced. What was the North Huron score again?
30-12. Kingston was on top.
Okay. Ready to start our second half here at Owen Gage High School, downtown Owendale. See how our wind's holding up nicely. Still has a flag sticking straight out there.
But it's dry. It's
blowing up finally.
It stayed dry for the parents.
I think these little water spots have just been here since it rained about an hour ago. Maybe that's ice. No, it's not that cold. It's a beautiful night out here for football here out in the Upper Thumb area. 8-man football action on Cruise 102.1 FM. And we are ready to go. The Caseville Eagles received in the start of the first half, and so the Caseville Eagles will be kicking off to the Owen Gage Bulldogs. Eagles to your right, Owen Gage Bulldogs to the left. So take your radio, put it straight in front of you, put one speaker to the left, that's the Bulldogs. Speaker to the right is the Caseville Eagles. Ready to kick off. And a short kick. And fumble ball. Oh, ball was out. As the Eagles did try to do a little onside action there, and they got it down more than 10 yards, and the Bulldogs had a handle on it. Fumbled the ball off the kickoff. Caseville Eagles just not there downfield on time to pick it up. So it'll be Owen Gage with the ball, first and 10, as we start our third quarter here at Owen Gage High School.
I definitely like the play call on that one. They had as good a